You know that we love our on-demand listeners here at Lutheran Public Radio. Now, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. in 2008, please consider making a year-end gift to help support this worldwide outreach. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or you can contribute by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and mail it to LPR Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. LPR Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. Thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking of us as we approach the end of 2008. What were you outside, Jeff? Did you climb the pole?
Yeah, you read your block first because I'm a little out of breath. I did a lap around the building here.
He's all tussled out. We're having a little breakup on our on-demand or our stream audio, and we'll try and take care of it here. But Jeff was outside running about, climbing a telephone pole. It's like old Green Acres. You know, he used to have to climb the pole to talk on the telephone. Loved that show. When are they going to bring that show back? I love that show, Green Acres.
It wasn't the show. It was Zsa Zsa Gabor. That's what you really loved about the show.
Aren't they making movie versions of all those old TV shows?
It would ruin that. Nothing is like that original show. That show was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Hey, Jeff, not to go back to the basketball game issue, but, you know.
But we will.
But we will, yeah. My mother taught me many, many years ago when I was quite a young lad, if I didn't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. So that's why I sat silent.
All right. You're a polite boy.
Oh, and I also wanted to say, hi, Janet.
Ma would be very proud of you. She really would be. I mean, you're a very polite boy. Okay, this is my blog of the week. This is an unbelievable blog. I mean, it's professional quality blog. It's written by a listener out there named Edie. She got a beautiful family, too. And she posted something, I think it was Sunday, titled Why I Don't Do Beth Moore Anymore. It's a rather lengthy post, all worth reading. This is the part I find very interesting. So you ask why I've given up on Beth Moore studies. I only know one other person who feels the way I do, so I realize this is a lonely place to be in American Christianity. The last study I did of hers was of the Psalms of Ascent, and it hit me like a ton of bricks when I was doing my daily homework. It was so self-focused. What does this verse mean to you? What experiences in your life are like this? How does this make you feel? You may not really see anything wrong with that on the surface, but there is a reoccurring theme in every fad that passes through pop American Christianity. Me, me, me. And she ends with a hearty thank you to Issues, etc., for what she says are hours and hours of good sound teaching that have helped her in shed light on her on so many of the books and fads in her life. Edie, thank you very much for your post there. It's called Life in Grace. Is that right? Life in Grace, Living a Dream We Don't Deserve. We'll post a link to it at our website, issuesetc.org, tonight. What's your pick, Jeff?
Mine is Vocation in the Valley, Life Under the Cross. It's titled Congregation or Corporation. My congregation is probably typical of many small churches these days. Membership is flat or declining. Giving is flat or declining. We have budgetary concerns. In short, we're struggling what to do. As Pastor Wilkin points out in his presentation, we call in our heretics the consultant. Last night, we had a consultant from the California, Nevada, Hawaii District of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod pitch a process for transforming for mission. Every good consultant has a mantra, so of course he did. His was, the gospel hasn't changed, the scriptures haven't changed, the Holy Spirit hasn't changed. This was likely a focus group message to quell any concerns of the confessionally minded. I'm sure Adiaphora will be tossed around a lot in the coming weeks. So what was the gist of the pitch? Vision, leadership, and accountability. Now, these are all words I connect with business, not the church. I envision CEOs, board of directors, vision statements, etc. Well, lo and behold, the outcome of this process for another congregation was just such a prescription. I know I will stand against this, and I fully expect to be the lone voice. Oh, I would love to be proved wrong. The problem is that things truly need to change, and it is easy to look to man-made solutions to solve our problems. If we stick to God's vision of the church and focus on His word and sacraments, will this inward focus lead to the death of the congregation? I keep thinking about the antidote for a life without works, and that is a life with more faith. I pray for that faith for myself, my congregation, and my pastor. My blog of the week, Vocation in the Valley, Life Under the Cross.
Very good. Very, very good. By the way, if you want your blog post from this last week, any of them, I know a lot of you are writing all sorts of stuff in your blogs. If you want it considered for Issues, Etc., blog of the week, we read so many of them. Go to our website, issuesetc.org. Click promote, and you'll find there the Issues, Etc. widget. You can, following the directions, find a way of posting that at your blog. When you do, email us, talkback@issuesetc.org, to tell us that the Issues, Etc. widget is at your blog, and then we'll start reading it and considering it every week for Issues, Etc. blog of the week.